Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Brown's like, what the hell is this? What is happening right now? Well, it's Monday Moons. That's what we do on Mondays because we're very positive all the time. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Paul Aspen has one as well. I don't know if Jay Cassand will have any moons. I have a feeling that Jay Cassand is in a mood. He is in the house. He says he's been here 45 minutes. We'll get the details. Don't worry about that. Sammy, let's go with some moons. Get specific. What kinds of moons? Who are getting your moons this Monday morning?
Harvest moon. Harvest moon for the Iowa Hawkeyes covering the 6.5. They didn't have a corn moon, so I had to go harvest. You understand. You can connect the dots. You're all smart people. That was an impressive cover. And I honestly thought when Gronowski ran that ball into the end zone, I thought Iowa was going to win. I was also thinking, though, Joe, uh-oh. What if Oregon scores a touchdown and goes for two? Like that's how sick I am, you know? Like, you have a good bet. You're probably going to win. You got a 90% chance to cover, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, if Oregon scores a touchdown, Dan Lanning's going to go for two, and then Oregon will win by 7. Luckily, that did not happen. The Hawkeyes cover, did not win the game outright. Maybe had a decent chance to do so, but an impressive final drive by Oregon. But the harvest moon goes to Iowa for cashing for the boys at +6.5. And there was some game day information. A lot of guys were able to get down bigger bets. That number came down to 4. Shadiq did not play. DeCorian Moore did not play. The right tackle did not play. That was a very, very good result for a lot of people. Super moon. I've given this guy more moons than anybody this year. And I keep finding myself on Monday mornings applauding the play, Drake May. I mean, what more do you need to see? I was very... What's the word? I was very neutral on May. I try and paint a very fair picture. I didn't know if he was good or not. Like, I thought that was a fair assessment. And it turns out it was a lot of the coaching last year and the personnel. Because they do have better players for sure. I mean, Stephon Diggs made a catch yesterday. You want to talk about a Texas two-step to get those 2 feet down at the end of the second quarter? Unbelievable catch. Unbelievable throw. But the weapons are there. He definitely has more players. The line is better, even though it's younger, and the coaching. To see Vrabel talk to him throughout the games, you know, McDaniel's in his ear as well. I think that this is the perfect scenario for this kid. And oftentimes when quarterbacks are young, it's not about their sheer talent. It's about what's around them. And if you have success, it's usually because you have a good play caller, a solid foundation with the head coach, and you have players you could throw the ball to. And he has all three. And I was never thinking about Drake May to be the MVP of this league. Never even crossed my mind. He was 50-1, 60-1 to win the MVP. Somebody actually sent me a slip from April. A buddy of his bet 100-1 on Drake May. When you got through training camp, it was 50-60-1. Now he's co-favored at 3-1 with Matthew Stafford, a grizzled vet. That's your two-horse race right now for MVP. Matthew Stafford, Drake May. Just unbelievable moxie, incredible throws, and the kid is legit. And I was down on the Patriots this year because of what happened last year, and I was incorrect. This kid continues to impress. And when they start lining up graphics on the broadcast, Drake May stats, Tom Brady stats, the numbers do not lie early in their careers. He's a special player, man.
He's not even surrounded by a ton of talent yet. Like Diggs, that was an awesome catch by him. Like they have certain players that have made big plays, Travion Henderson, his runs, but it's not what they want. I expect it's going to be better in the future. Like we're just starting to see what he's going to be. That quarterback class is looking really strong, man. Really strong. Especially with the way that Caleb's come on, you've got to give him a lot of credit. All right. Many moons to give out. First off, let's go. It is funny because was it Al Michaels that said the other day on Thursday Night Football that it's the month of the Beaver Moon now that we're in November? So this is something that we've been talking about throughout the year, the Beaver Moon. But where am I going to go? I'm going to go first. You got to go Jonathan Taylor, man. 244 yards, 32 carries, 3 touchdowns. I'm going to give him the waning crescent. I know he's been talked about today, but I did have a couple survivor spots on Indy. And then like I thought those were gone to start my day. Went for a walk, was listening to the game on the headphones, and then he just kept coming through in big spots. They eventually get to overtime, and then they win the game. So Jonathan Taylor, another top-notch performance. He's your third favorite for NFL MVP. Let's go Pink Moon to the Chicago Bulls, because Sam, you said you got to fade them, got to fade them. They've now lost 3 of 4, very close to a 4-game losing streak. So now they are smacked back to reality a little bit. So the Bulls get a pink moon. We knew this was going to happen. How about the quarterbacks that stepped in and did nice jobs, led their teams to wins? They were 4th and 5th in passing yards this week. Davis Mills, Tyler Shuck, micro moons to those guys coming through. Let's go full moon. Omar Cooper Jr. with that catch. Unbelievable. And just how the first foot that's about to hit the ground, just how he's able to keep that up in the air a microsecond longer. And then the back foot, the second foot, it was actually the first foot to come down, but the other foot that looked like it was going to come down second comes down in bounds, just the way he did that to perfection. You've got to give him some award. And then New Moon, a name that has not been mentioned today. Let's go Will McDonald for the Jets. They trade 2 of their best players on defense. The Jets win again. Back-to-back wins for him. Will McDonald, 8 pressures against the Browns. 4 sacks to tie a franchise record. 4 sacks for Will McDonald. Incredible performance. So those are my moons on this Monday. Paul Aspen, do you have any moons to hand out?
I don't know why you guys insist on being positive today. There's nothing to be positive about.
We've been negative for about two
Well, now it's
hours.
My turn, Joe. It's my turn. Death Star Moon, the Carson Young, who obliterated an 80-1 ticket. We knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of how. Tied for the lead on the 13th. A little up and down and get bogey on 14 to still stay within a stroke back, and then 15 tee shot right under the cart path as I'm watching one of my favorite bets of the day, the Cardinals, be dead in about 3 minutes. Death Star Moon, no moons to Carson Young, and may God have mercy on his soul. That's all I have.
Is Death Star Moon a thing, or is that a Paul Aspen?
It's in the open. It's in the open. It's no moon. It's a space station. It's literally in the
it's
open.
It's true. Yeah.
He's fair.
I'm sorry. It's not you. It's
Paul, did you how did you wake up today? Like in a good mood or terrible mood?
No, I was up at like 2 a.m. and then like tossed and turned. Like that might have a factor to it too. Like did not sleep well. Didn't even do anything yesterday. Like had a productive Sunday. A little edgy. Sorry. I'm not sorry.
Don't be sorry ever. Never apologize.
No. Nope. The Eagles are going to get curb stomp tonight, probably. Oh, but you know what? I don't even care. I don't even care.
Yeah.
But okay, I have a touchdown bet. I do have a touchdown bet.
Touchdown Moon?
Touchdown Moon. I'm waiting to see if he's in the room. We don't even have the room yet. What are we doing?
Come on, Ewing.
We might have the room. Hold on.
Now we're coming. All right,
we got
on
the
John
room.
Ewing.
We got the room. Okay. And
oh, we got the room.
I think I'm good.
Everybody's catching strays. Even John Ewing, who was nice enough to stop by in Vegas, comes by the books. Sits down.
Those were better. Oh, it's not.
Were they?
Those were better days. So, well,
maybe it was the start of the end. Yeah. All right. Well, if you're being all negative, I know Jake Hassan's all negative too. I don't know if he has a moon.
I kind of just want to let Paul talk for like 10 more minutes for the rest of the segment.
Honestly,
I just
want to let
Paul rattle him off.
Take this to 11:54, Paul. You got it. Do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we were talking about replaying segments.
It's November 10th, and there's a winter wonderland outside.
I know.
What am I doing with my life? Why am I here? Why are we here in Chicago?
We might not all be here soon.
Paul's going back to Colombia. I can feel it. Paul's going to move right back to Central America.
Uh-huh. It's great. December is a great time. That's South America. To be in Colombia. But
it is supposed to be a bad winter, everything that I've seen. But I don't, you know, some of that's BS. Like, do you still trust the Farmer's Almanac in 2025?
No.
No.
I don't trust anything or anyone. So go ahead, Jake.
Farmer's Moon. I don't even know what that would be. I only
did
have
you
one
study
moon.
The Farmer's Almanac growing up
he
on a
definitely
farm?
Did.
No. What? Like, no.
Well, how did you learn to farm?
I also didn't grow up on a farm. I worked on a farm for a couple of summers. I wasn't fresh out of the womb pulling hay bales. Like, what are we talking about here?
I will say, though, one time I was out with Jake, and I was like, what time is it? And Jake just stared at the sun and said, 3:30.
Do you know how to farm, Jake? Or were you just like a tractor boy?
Okay, I don't appreciate the stank you put on Tractor Boy, first of all. That was kind of mean.
I'm in a mood.
Clearly. I've said this before. It wasn't like an actual farm. It was a tree farm. Like, we planted trees. It wasn't horses and pigs and cows. Like, it was
okay, but were trees. You like, we're planting this tree here, or were you, like, told to plant a tree where to plant the tree?
I mean, we what a question. I don't know. We did it on our own. We weren't given direction. It said, hey, get in the tractor, drill the holes, put the tree in them. Like,
but they told you where? Or you were like, no, this looks like a good tree spot. Oh. I don't know.
Yeah, we just scraped up some dirt. It was like, yeah, this is a good spot.
Plum tree moon.
This has very interesting vibes suddenly.
This is an all-time segment.
Well, sleep deprived.
Good.
To answer Paul's question, we did do the surveying work to technically figure out where the best spots were. So,
see? See, there was something to it.
So you're a farmer. Yeah. All right.
What kind of trees?
Where's your moon? What's your moon?
Black walnut trees, which
besides
that seems like a waste.
As opposed to...
What's the yield from a black walnut tree?
Paul, I mean, now we're like, I don't, what is this?
It's better than what I have right now.
So. For those not watching, Paul is cherry red right now in the face. It's very funny. Paul's all in today. I love it.
Kings. Technically, Mike Brown is correct. It is theoretically for the lumber and 50 years or whatever. Probably
well, there's a lumber shortage, so that's good. Yeah.
I feel like
thank God these trees are about 2 years old and they're never going to be worth anything for a few more decades. My only moon is a red moon for the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Not like easy. I wish they could all be that easy. That was amazing. Yeah. That's my only moon.
That's it.
Cool.
Have you done any baseball?
You know
bets?
What? I got a moon.
What?
Ty Simpson, like, I'm sorry. If you watch the games, Dude is off his back foot, thrown into tight windows. Like, that is the Heisman Trophy winner, and it's not close. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, Mendoza had his Heisman moment, but Simpson's going to have more of it. As far as if you're going to talk, like, best quarterback in college football, like, best passer in college football, he's going to have some chances to have his Heisman moment. But Ty Simpson is far and away the most talented quarterback in college football.
I agree with you. Please keep speaking it into existence, because everybody else keeps talking about Mendoza and saying, and it's like Mendoza was 12
with 100 yards at the
quarter.
Half. Yeah.
And Saiyan's throwing to three NFL receivers. Like, yeah. It's really, in terms of NFL quarterback talent, it's not close. But unfortunately, that's not what the award is about. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should bet it now. I mean, Sam already has it, but it's plus 550.
I bet it again. I've got a 20, and I bet plus 550 after the first half, at halftime, because I was like, he didn't do much in the second half, but he balled out in the first half.
Yeah, and they're playing better teams, too. I mean, Indiana's played UCLA and Michigan State, and they're just like, Penn State stinks, and he barely beat Penn State. I agree.
I'd say it's three now. We're slowly dwindling, but on with the Big Ten quarterbacks, like, you know, those guys are going to be in the championship game, and now Bama will too, right? I think so. Without looking at it in front of me, there's a lot that could happen. Yeah. They should be.
He's going to need a 4-touchdown game though. Like, that's what it's going to take. He's going to need a 4-touchdown game soon.
Whoever has the best performance on that day is probably going to end up winning. That's probably what's happening. All right, where's the room? We'll find out on Monday Night Football next. This is Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we'll find out where the room is at coming up in just a few minutes. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, with you here on Bet Sweats weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. BetMGM Network. I was trying to think if there were any other results that we did not hit on from yesterday. You know, Sunday night football, I don't know. I don't think you watched much of it. You didn't really miss anything. It was just one of those weird results. And I think the only takeaway, and when I say strange results, is what I mean by that is I'm having a difficult time figuring out when the Steelers are going to decide that they're going to show up as a team. It feels like I get them wrong every time this year. I used to have a pretty good pulse on them. You bet them as a dog. You bet them when they're dogs by at least a field goal. You bet them off a loss, stuff like that. Like, that's not really coming through a whole lot. And like, that was a spot you typically would bet on the Steelers, and it's not the same old team. Rodgers looks so washed, man. So washed. He certainly did last night on the road in that spot. Maybe I'm just going to end up staying away from Steelers games. That's kind of where I'm at. And it was another check mark. I'm like, yeah, the Ravens are going to win this division. Like, which team is going to take it from them?
I didn't even check the price. Let me pull that up real quick on the AFC North, because I know that it was before the games, it was like $1.60 to win the AFC North. Here we go. BetMGM now has Ravens minus 275. Wow.
But there's nobody else that's even in the conversation, really. Like, Pittsburgh's the only one. And I don't believe that at all.
They still have to play each other twice, too, don't they?
Yes. And the Ravens are 4-5. And they're $3 at a lot of spots.
Yeah. Well, they'll probably beat the Steelers twice. That's why. I mean, they'll be – think about this. They'll be huge. When that game is in Baltimore, I mean, they're going to be north of a touchdown. And then you go to Pittsburgh, end of the season, you're going to be – I mean, if the Ravens were 4 in Minnesota, what are they in Pittsburgh? You know, 3, 3.5?
Yep.
Something like that. So you're going to be favored in both. You should win both, assuming health for Jackson and Henry, and maybe the defense gets healthier. Yeah, I mean, that was a bet we talked about 2 weeks ago at plus 140. And in 2 weeks, it's now minus 270.
There are a couple divisions that are up for grabs, which we'll get into, I guess, later in the week. Or we could do it now, actually. We don't know that it can play out this way, because will they be on opposite sides of the bracket? But the more data points we get, the more I think that the two best teams in the NFC are in the same division, and neither are in the North. They're both in the West.
Yep.
And I'm talking about the Rams and the Seahawks.
I agree. Who would you pick to win the West?
Rams.
Rams right even now. Money, Seahawks plus 110. I mean, basically a coin flip right now.
It's close. Yep. And we'll see the North numbers change in the morning based on what Green Bay ends up doing, because that's the other one that's pretty much a coin flip right now, right? There's no other ones. The AFC West is close. Man, Chargers, second favorite, Broncos, the favorite, but they're plus money. But yeah, the North is up for grabs, man. Plus 105, plus 115. Detroit, slight edge over Green Bay.
God, I want the Broncos to win so bad. I really have to remove my emotions from this game, because all I want is for the Chiefs to be 3.5 games out of a wild card spot, or out of the first place in the division, excuse me. I want the Chiefs to be on the road in the playoffs the whole way.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm tired of it. Gotcha. I'm fed up with the Mahomes, Reed, Kelsey, Taylor Swift. I'm done. I'm fed up with it. I'm fed up with everybody telling me at 5-4 they're the best team in the league. I'm fed up. Cash your Super Bowl tickets on October 10th. Like, I'm tired of it. I want the Broncos to win so bad to put Denver up 3.5 games. And here's the sad part. I know it's not going to happen. Like, I know the Chiefs are going to win. I know it. You know it. Paul knows it. We all know it. I just hope it doesn't happen. I want the
win the division
to win
or
so
win
bad.
That game.
Well, you win the game, you win the division, I would think.
Yeah. No, I mean, when I say game, I'm talking Bills Chiefs.
Oh, I'm not even thinking about the Bills. Like, that's a different conversation. The Bills depressed me yesterday. I'm talking about Broncos Chiefs this Sunday. I want Denver to win so bad. And usually when I want things that badly, it doesn't happen.
I watched every down of that stupid game. And when it was 16-0 entering the fourth quarter and they were driving and then they finally get into the end zone, here we go. This is it. This is going to be the comeback story of the day. I genuinely thought they were going to win, but that's kind of where my mind was because I was hoping that they were going to win so bad. And it's just, they don't get the 2-point conversion. It was one bad thing after another. It's been years since I've seen Josh Allen play that poorly. Years. The interceptions, the fumbles. Cook, too, with the year that he's had. They couldn't run the ball when they're the best rushing team all year long. And this is the Dolphins team that's gotten me twice. That Falcons game a few weeks ago, too. It's like, are you kidding me? McDaniel was, like, fired. He was dead man walking. And now I see them celebrating after the game. They're in the laundry carts, like, pushing each other. That game put me in a bad mood for the entire weekend.
And then you couldn't watch any of the good games on Saturday. Oh, BYU Texas Tech, number 7 against number 8. Let me turn it on. Nope. Black screen. Let me watch Alabama LSU. Nope. Can't watch it. Nope. Sorry.
What channel's Texas Georgia?
Oh, that's ABC. That's ABC written all over it. It's got to be. Right? I didn't look. It has to. Texas Georgia has to be an ABC game. If it's not, I'd be stunned. Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is.
Iowa USC is BTN, believe it or not. It's a good game for BTN. Oh, okay. So Oklahoma Bama is also ABC. Of course.
Notre Dame Pitt
is, what is that one?
That's ESPN. Or no, ABC. Sorry. I pulled it up. Yeah. That's so the games, if you one. Don't have have a solution, you're going to miss. Well, nobody cares about South Carolina, Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame Pitt, Alabama, Oklahoma, Virginia Duke. That's a sneaky good game for ACC purposes. And then you'll miss Florida Ole Miss, Utah Baylor, Texas, Georgia, TCU, BYU. No dice.
Pretty much every SEC game. Just think of it that way. You miss out on all the good SEC games. You know what? I mean, Fox is loving this. They've got to be. They are having a party, man. The attention is all on them. And it's good for the Big Ten. If it's good for anybody, it's good for the Big Ten.
I was excited, though. There's something about Brad Nessler calling a big game that you got money on. It just feels bigger. And when I was younger, and you'll appreciate this because you know what I'm going to say. When I was younger and had a nickel or a dime on a game and I had no money, I had a bomb on the game, it didn't feel real unless Vern Lundquist was on the call. Like, you know, like there's something about that. And now it's Nessler. It used to be Vern. And Vern would go, rah, rah. Vern would make it. Word. It's more of a sound. Like when you had money on a Vern game or you have money on a Nessler game, it's just different in college. It just is.
I thought you were going to say Uncle Brent. I love how they're all uncles too.
Yeah, Brent too. But I don't know. When I think college football, I think of Vern more than I think of Brent. And maybe that's not fair to Brent. I love Brent.
Vern always had the 2:30 Central Time game too, which was always the biggest one. It usually involved Alabama. So I think that's probably why you think of it. I was actually in Nessler's game. That thought went through my head too about how it feels bigger. And then I'm like, wait, it still feels like he's at the top of his game. I know he was better, maybe not in his prime, but he's still excellent. He's 69.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, he's still getting it done. He does an excellent job.
Yeah, that was a great broadcast.
Who was the guy who we brought up last week who's definitely lost his fastball? You brought up Tim Brando.
Oh, Brando's, yeah. Whatever. I mean, Brando, he's just making things up now at this point, like just to try and drive the narrative. Yeah, well, I told you the Oregon-Purdue story when he was Purdue, one of the best young teams in the country with a rising star at head coach. Next on Fox or whatever, FS1 I think he's on. And Purdue went 1-11 and fired the coach. Like, just trying to put lipstick on a pig. You know, we're not stupid. Yeah. We're aware of the stature of these teams. Don't try and sell me on Purdue.
The networks are aware. That's why he's on the Purdue football game. Right? Slow. Let's move him down a little bit. Okay. Ninth team, 10th team. That's kind of where we're at.
The Friday night game in West Lafayette. Brando. Perfect.
Yeah. Used to be a lot stronger. Now, not so much. All right. Let's bring in Paul Aspen. Find out where the room is at for Monday Night Football.
Where's the room?
All right, we were wondering about Jalen Hurts. Monday Night Football, Paul. We know the room is on the Eagles as of Friday. I didn't look this weekend, but as of Friday, that was the second most popular side of week number 10. What about the props? Where are we at?
So, since you brought up Hurts, he is the most bet anytime touchdown. He is very much in the room. He is the room tonight at plus 115.
Barkley. It's a Barkley game, Joe. Now we know.
The most bet plus. First touchdown at BetMGM is Saquon Barkley.
Well, I'm not betting that.
Okay. Oh, just anytime. Crap. Yeah, that's
anytime.
True.
Barkley's number two, by the way. Anytime touchdown.
God damn.
Did you say that?
I think I did.
You can't say goddamn on the air. Don't worry. Nobody's listening.
Hey.
Thanks, Jake.
That's the worst thing that could happen.
It's a major league quote.
For all other props, all right. The fifth most bet at BetMGM player props tonight for Monday Night Football, Packers, Eagles, Saquon. Over 2.5 receptions made. And that is at minus 118.
Okay. All right, four.
All right, number four. They are playing Packers receiver roulette, and they're going under with Romeo Doubs, 54.5 receiving yards at minus 118.
I don't know about that one. I don't know. He might be the only one that's healthy.
I think that might be the play based on something else we'll see later in the room. Number three, most bet prop at BetMGM, Josh Jacobs over 16.5 receiving yards at minus 160. I think we found our fade.
They've been playing these running back receiving props like crazy as of late, I feel like. They did that last week with RJ Harvey, and you're like, what? You're playing receiving prop on a backup running back? One's interesting. The price, too, to Paul's point, minus 160 on that Jacobs receiving prop. That's very room. Very room.
Jacobs has had one or zero targets in three games this year. I don't get it. Okay.
And the Eagles have allowed the third least receptions to running backs for what it's worth.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. That's going to be, Jacobs under on receiving yards is probably my favorite fade so far.
All right. So this might be a fade as well. Christian Watson over 39.5 receiving yards at minus 115. So they're in on Watson. They're out on Doubs.
Okay.
So Doubs is the man. So Doubs will have 70 yards.
Yeah.
And a touchdown.
And the number one most bet prop at BetMGM for tonight's game, Devonta Smith over 53.5 receiving yards.
Not interested. No. Could be him. I don't know. I never have a grasp on which Eagles are going to produce and which ones won't. I never have a feel for it.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, though? I feel like that makes the Eagles a tough out because you never know. I mean, there's so many different weapons, you know, like that. I think that's what makes them such a tough out in the playoffs because of the versatility.
Yep. So the fade is Jacobs. Not Saquon on receptions. I think Jacobs over on receiving yards. That makes sense. Last three games, he has not gotten to that number. He had a patch of games where he was involved in the passing game a bunch, but those were bad defenses. Cowboys, Bengals.
Yeah, Fangio's historically good against these running backs.
Yep. I like that. That's a good
plus 120 if you want to go under 16.5.
Okay. All right. Joe O, Sammy P, Betts, Wets, Lightning Betts next. You get the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With you here on Bet Sweats, Week 10 in the NFL wraps up tonight. Philly, Green Bay. If you have YouTube TV, best of luck figuring out a way to watch it. See, like last Monday, who cares? I forgot what the game was. Was it Arizona? Yeah, Arizona,
Cowboys,
Dallas, maybe?
Cardinals. Yeah.
Yeah, like who cares if you didn't have an opportunity to watch that game? You could follow along, whatever. This game, this is a good game. Don't think it's going to be fixed by now since we're waiting on the follow-up email from YouTube TV so we can work for our $20 credit. Suck it. But yeah, I found a way. I would reach out to somebody if you know that they have another streaming service because they're putting us in this spot. I want to watch this game tonight. It's not life and death or anything, but I think it's going to be an entertaining matchup. And who knows? Maybe it's a preview of the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, I'd like to watch it myself, but I'm not going to. I'm not leaving the house. The weather stinks. I don't feel like going to a bar. The body needs to recharge. So I will, maybe I'll make a big dinner tonight. How about that? That sounds really nice.
Big dinner.
Watch a little college basketball. Yeah, like a
smoker
or something.
What do you think?
No, I don't feel like doing all that. No, I've been doing the steak for a couple of years now. I've been doing the steak. We get the big steaks at Costco. You get like three of them or four of them in the sleeve. Same. Those are, they're thick steaks. So I throw the steak in the oven now at 275. For about 30 minutes, 35 minutes. And then I pull it out and throw it on a ripping hot cast iron for about 4 minutes aside. It takes a long time, but it's the reverse tier. Yeah, man. Like, I've been doing it 2 years now.
Okay.
It's legit. It takes time. A lot of people want to just put it on and get it over with. Half hour in the oven and then just blast it on the cast iron for like 4 minutes aside. It's really, really good.
Okay, I'm going to try that. 275 for 30 minutes, you said.
Yep, Yep. And then so that cooks the inside, and then you finish you finish the outside. Yeah, I mean, you know what a steak looks like when it's done. So it'll be nice, and you got to get the skillet hot, though, like as hot as can be. So when it hits the skillet, it just and then let that go 4 minutes, flip it, do four more. It'll be black on the outside and like red in the middle.
Been a lot of steaks lately. Now my son, he's like gotten in. I'm glad he's expanding his horizons. He used to be the pickiest eater ever, but now it's like to a point where he wants steak all the time. I'm like, all right, let's chill out on this. But I do the opposite. I do the cast iron and then I finish it off in the oven. But I'll try that reverse sear. I'm not worried about the temp thing either because, you know, I've got one of those thermometers you throw in and it's got an app. Like, I think it was the meter app where it tells you the temp. I'm sure you have it with your smoker too.
Yeah. The steak, I've done it so many times I can tell now. But yeah, if you don't have a meat thermometer, I don't know why you, if you're not a big cooker or griller, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to people. If you're not a big smoker or griller, you got to get that thermometer. It's not expensive. It's worth it.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you don't have to worry about overcooking it or, you know, you've got an app going off for you. It's a good invention. Yes, everybody has a thermometer, but these you can keep in there the entire time as you're cooking. All right, I'm going to try that. But honestly, like you said, it takes a long time. That's not that much longer than it takes, really. You know, if you have a big ribeye or something like that, like you were just talking about, that's what I get. Like it's going to take close to a half hour anyways, you know, with the flipping and all that. So, all right, I'll try that. Oh, you want to get to reviews before we get to Lightning Bets. Yeah. You had a couple you want to read?
Let me pull up our show. I really do appreciate these reviews. So this one is from E in Austin. Subject of the review, Peak Sadness. I'm not sure I've missed an episode this year. Thank you for a great product. Informative, smart, fun. Wish you all the best. I'll be listening to whatever is next. He also adds, let's get McCaffrey OPOY home, and I don't think that's going to happen. This review is one star from Odyssey. We never listened and we don't care. Oh, no, that's not a real thing. I'm sorry. This is a five-star review. This is a five-star review.
Oh, my God.
From too soon? I thought that was funny. Come on.
No, it was good.
This is from Glinken 3 days ago. I'm not going to read the subject. Here's the body. This is a great listen. Just a few guys having fun, mixing sports, gambling, and laughs. Love the creative segments they use to fill the time and the chemistry between Joe and Sam. Every segment is different and a must listen. Love that these two are together for every segment, like a show should be. Thank you.
Much appreciated. All right, we found out where the room is going for tonight. Where are we going with Lightning Bets, Sam?
Let's do the Jacobs fade. So, Paul, that's under 16.5 receiving yards at plus 120. Do I have that right?
Correct. And if you look around, there is a 19.5 out there as well.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do that. I mean, no reason not to. I probably should have looked this up beforehand, but I was prepping my reviews. Yeah, okay. So receiving yards, wow, you can go under 19.5 at minus 112. That's the move. That's the move, boys and girls. Shop around. Mm-hmm. I'm also, Joe, I'm going to fade this move in college. Northwestern opened against Cleveland State as a 19-point favorite, and now it's 23.5, and I think that's too much. So I'm going to take Cleveland State plus 23.5. That's college hoops tonight at 8:30 Eastern.
All right. Very good, Sammy. Yeah, I'm with you on the Jacobs. Look for the best price there. We bet Eagles last week at plus 2.5. Best number I see is plus 1.5. I think they end up winning. So take that for what it's worth, especially with the day that I had in the NFL yesterday. Props market, give me Saquon, over 76.5 rushing yards, 15 days off. He looked like the old Saquon last time we saw him. That was against the Giants, though. But I'm fine. Let's go. This Packers rush defense has been pretty good this year, but they haven't faced backs like Saquon. And then last week, they were tore up by Rico Dowdle. And now you get Saquon here. I'm going to go over the 76.5. It feels like you're getting that number at a bit of a discount. So that's my favorite prop as far as tonight. Paul, what do you have?
Go Birds. You guys know who has the third most receiving touchdowns in the NFL this season, not tied for third. Third most third receiving most. Touchdowns on his own.
Third most receiving touchdowns.
Oh, yes, sir.
Is it? It's not McBride, is it?
No, McBride's not playing tonight, Joe.
Oh, tonight. I didn't know this had to do with tonight's game. I thought it was an NFL question.
It's lightning bets. So
okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to pump one of your bets from earlier in the year. I thought it was like a futures play.
Is it Goddard?
It's Goddard. It's Goddard. So, damn, Joe, tight end. Really? I'll give you credit for that. Yeah, it's Dallas Goddard, who's only played 7 games, by the way. His number is plus 225 for a touchdown. If you want to go first touchdown, you can play 14-1. I will. And since I don't care about much, I might play 2 touchdowns at plus 2,200. But the Jacobs fade for sure.
Very good. He doesn't care about much. Paul's in a very interesting mood today.
Very Monday mood for sure.
We're right there with him. Jake, anything?
I also just want to say that when Paul sent that text of the leaderboard, immediately knew what was going to happen.
Like, well, yeah, but the text I had over the weekend.
It was just
I said,
very
this
funny.
Is going to be painful, right? I was like, this is going to be painful.
I think that's what you said.
Yeah.
Just like clockwork. It's very funny. But
glad I feel one more golf out, right? Like just absolutely die in excruciating fashion before it's all over.
Like what else?
I will join on the Jacobs fade. And I'm just going to play the Eagles on the money line too. I just like them outright. So that's going to be it. No baseball bets, Joe. Sorry. To answer your earlier question.
I assume not for a while. Like no winter bets. Even when moves start to happen?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Schwartz has been asking me already because the last 2 years we've gone White Sox under and Rockies under. He's been asking me, like, what's the team? I'm like, I don't know yet. We don't have numbers out. He's like, well, make sure you let me know. I'm like, I will. I'll tell you when I know. It's November. You know, it's November right now. I don't, Jake, we get win totals like January, right? Ish? That sound right?
Yeah, I want to say January, around there. Like early, mid January.
Well, won't give it on this show.
Jake, you hosting tomorrow?
Me and the Monstable tomorrow. Bet sweats.
When did that happen, Monstable?
When she was hosting the show.
Okay.
She told us that was like one over of her college summer. Nicknames. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty strong.
I think Monstable. You were in Myrtle Beach, actually.
Okay.
That sounds right.
All right. Yeah, tomorrow is a company holiday. So they're like, you guys are off tomorrow. I said, okay. Not complaining. Need
well,
it.
Well.
Okay, Kate and Jake will be doing bet sweats tomorrow, right? And Sam is not off. He's working later in the day. Sam is trying out for BetMGM tonight, I guess. I was not asked. And I won't be. I won't be asked. Paul, TV off.
Monitor. Paul just turned the camera away. Straight
it's like
off.
Joe's yep. about yep. to say something that I don't want out there. That's going to be sent around among management. I mean, that's speaking facts, are we not?
No lies.
No lies told here. Orvy's on tonight. And I think that's the only day he's working this week. I'm just looking at the schedule. Any other days and times that you would like to know for this week? Does anybody not know when they're working? I understand if you don't. No, we're good. Everybody's leaving. Why am I staying here?
Oh boy, it's gonna be a fun run.
I don't want to be the last one. Yeah, it was fun.
3-2-1. 3-2-1. Camera,
quit. It's not fun anymore. Joe O, Sammy P. Okay, yeah. Kate and Jake tomorrow morning. And I think we'll be back on Wednesday morning right here at Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.